If you desire this transformation, put yourself in the hands of the Mother and her power without cavil or resistance, and let her do unhindered her work within you. Three things you must have: consciousness, plasticity, unreserved surrender. For you must be conscious in your mind and soul and heart and life, and the very cells of your body, aware of the Mother and her powers and their working. For although she can and does work in you, even in your obscurity and your unconscious parts and moments, it is not the same thing as when you are in an awakened and living communion with her. All your nature must be plastic to her touch, not questioning, as the self-sufficient, ignorant mind questions and doubts and disputes and is the enemy of its enlightenment and change, not insisting on its own movements as the vital in man insists and persistently opposes its refractory desires and ill will to every divine influence, not obstructing and entrenched in incapacity, inertia and tamas, as man's physical consciousness obstructs and clinging to its pleasure in smallness and darkness cries out against each touch that disturbs its soulless routine or its dull sloth or its torpid slumber. The unreserved surrender of your inner and outer being will bring this plasticity into all the parts of your nature. Consciousness will awaken everywhere in you by constant openness to the wisdom and light, the force, the harmony and beauty, the perfection that come flowing down from above. Even the body will awake and unite at last its consciousness, subliminal, no longer to the supramental, superconscious force. Feel all her powers permeating from above and below and around it, and thrill to supreme love and ananda.